Tuesday night, Parshas Vayetze, Tavshinayin Gimel. Let's learn to daven. We are up to the first Halaluka. Last week we learned from Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. And this week I'd like to go through the capital again, but with Rav Schwab Zatzal. Unbelievable insights into what's going on here. Okay, so everybody please open up the siddur to the first one of the Halalukas. Okay. First Halukah is Kapitel Kuf Mem Vov 146 in Tehillim. Okay, now Hagdama. Okay, I'd like to read you Hagdama. This is the Hagdama that is written in the Art Scroll, two volume Pirish on Tehillim. This psalm is a hymn of hope and encouragement for the oppressed Jews in exile. That's the Radak. The psalmist feared that the travails of the suffering of the exile might make the wandering Jews forget to praise Hashem under all circumstances. Therefore, speaking for all the exiles, the psalmist, meaning David, declares, praise God, praise Hashem, O my soul. Okay, now first things first. Comes along with Schwab Zatzal. I never realized this. Again, embarrassed to say. Hallelujah. How does it start off? Hallelujah. How does it start off? What's the first words? Hallelujah. Halli nafshi es Hashem. Halli nafshi es Hashem. It's unbelievable. You know what this means? Listen to the translation of Schwab. When I prepared for this year, I'm telling you, I was dancing a mass. Every word of Tanakh is so deep and so multi-leveled and so much in there. Hallelujah, Halli nafshi es Hashem. Listen to the words. Hallelujah, praise Hashem, O my soul, right? Mm-hmm. What do you have in English here? What does it say?
Praise Hashem, O my soul.
Okay, listen. Yeah. Here the psalmist has a dialogue with his soul. I'm reading from a Schwab now. The psalmist has a dialogue with his soul. He addresses it by saying, you, my soul, nafshi, say hallel to Hashem. You ever talk to your soul? You ever have a discussion with your neshama?
No, when you say this every morning.
Very nice, Goldstein. Hallelujah, praise Hashem. Halli nafshi, my soul, Halli nafshi es Hashem. My soul, you, my soul, say hallel to Hashem. You, my soul, say hallel to Hashem. You know what the difference is between me and you? I'm older than you. So for more years, I didn't know that's a pshat in the pasuk than you didn't know the pshat in the pasuk. First for me, then for you. It's unbelievable. Hallelujah, hallelujah, nafshi, my soul, praise Hashem, say hallel to Hashem. Ahalo Hashem b'chayai. What does this mean? Ahalo Hashem b'chayai. What's English?
I will praise Hashem.
Praise Hashem, I live. Okay. Zakor Schwab. Ahalo Hashem b'chayai. Yes. What does yes mean? Ahalo Hashem b'chayai. Yes. No, tell me what yes means.
It's an agreement.
Agreement between who?
Between yourself and something else. Between yourself, your soul, and Hashem.
Look. Don't stick in Hashem yet. Okay. The first pasuk says, Halli nafshi es Hashem. My soul, praise Hashem. Say hallel to Hashem. You, my soul, say hallel to Hashem. You know what the answer is? Yes. Ahal Hashem b'chayai. I will praise Hashem during my lifetime.
The Nesham
is answering.
Okay.
What's Azamo Lelakai B.O.D.? Ahal Hashem b'chayai means that's the answer. What's Azamo Lelakai B.O.D.?
I will make music to my God.
I will sing to my God as long as I exist. What does that mean?
It means you keep saying praises to Hashem as long as you're living.
If the neshama is there, then...
Oh! What's he saying? What's Gold saying over here? What's he saying?
You said the neshama
is what?
It's praising Hashem.
So a hallelujah.
Not going to be an end.
Hashem b'chayai. I will praise Hashem all our life. And azam l'olkai b'od. What does the word b'od mean? I'm sorry. Flip those to the room. They're upside down. German. Just flip those to the room. They're upside down. What does it mean? What does b'od mean?
Still.
What does it mean? I will hymn to my God while I exist. B-O-D. One is while I live, and one is while I exist. What does B-O-D mean? Ode. Ode means what?
Forever.
Ode means more. Right? More.
No.
Right? More. Ode. In this situation, O-D means so much more. It means forever. It means forever. Let's continue. Okay. Now, the Jewish people are in Golos. You know what? You know what you do when you're in Golos? You know what you do when you're in Golos? Hang on. Now, we have a room here, Baruch Hashem, almost a million of people. I'm going to take a shot in the dark, and I'm going to say that besides Colin sitting on my left, as we said throughout the last week, none of you have ever been shot at. Am I correct?
Not that I'm aware of.
I've had a loaded gun held to me, but not shot at.
Okay, even that's unusual.
The gun took Chazor as a shot, is that...
What?
Goldstein, take him outside, please. Listen to me.
Hey, a pastor wants to talk.
Listen to me. I'm assuming that most of you have never been in a situation where you've had to... It could be you have, I don't know. On a visit, but I've never experienced it. I'm assuming most of you have never experienced it. Being in Eretz Yisrael when you have to run into a shelter because there's a missile coming, a rocket coming. Have you ever experienced that?
It's going to happen
next week.
It
may next week.
Well, we hope not.
We'll be out of it.
Now, what's happening here? In difficult times, say hello to Hashem, neshama. Yes, I will. Now, you ready? You're in Golas. Things are depressing, right? Al tiftechu v'nivim. Do not rely on nobles. The then adam. Not a human being, Shein lo zeshua, who holds no salvation. What type of human beings?
Kings.
Leaders.
Yeah. Leaders. What other type of human beings?
Employer.
Who?
An employer.
People in a position to do things for you.
Beautiful. You know what else it means? Says Rishwab, what about people who act like a tzaddikim?
Like the what?
Tzaddikim. Even to the degree where they make the claim that they're Mashiach. Throughout our history, says Rishwab, there have been false messiahs. When you're depressed and you're in Golus, say Hallel and don't fall into the trap. Of course it means don't fall into the trap of the wealthy people and the powerful people and the handsome people and the good looking people and this people and those people. Of course it means that. But it also means don't let it happen. You understand the levels of... This is David HaMelech talking. I just gave a shiur before to the women on Shmuel. Sefer Shmuel. David HaMelech, one of the greatest people who ever lived. His words are so full of depth. Written with Nevuah, so full of depth. Teitze Ruchai, Yashul Yad Masai. When his spirit goes out, he returns to his own earth. Teitze Ruchai, Yashul Yad Masai. Last week we said in Shir from Chaim Kanievsky, why does it say Ad Moslai? Why didn't it say Ad Doma? What's the possessive form? We mentioned Rav Chaim Kanievsky said, if you remember, that before a person is born, a malach takes him around and shows him where. You remember what? And what else?
Where he's
going to
be buried.
Where he's going to be buried. And that's a shot in the possessive form of Admoso. Admoso. Kredim Shenoylat Adam Nigzar Olov Heichan Yomos Heichan Yikova. Where will be buried? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. That's Admoso. That was Rav Chaim Kanievsky's brilliant Bekiyas of the Medrash Tanchuma and Pekudei Semen Yim. Myri. You know what Schwab says? He quotes of Samshar Fulhersh. Who says on Tehillim 146 Pasuk Dalet 146 Pasuk Dalet, which is exactly where we're up to, says Rav Schwab, that Rav Shamsha Fulhurst says, do you know what the only piece of Adama that a person owns is? It's a pellet. Absolute pellet. Zucker Shamsha Fulhurst. The only piece of earth that one actually owns, is identified with, is the four amas in which one is buried. Do you want to know why? This can be called admoso, his own earth. Any other real estate that one owns does not truly belong to him. You know why? Ownership of property implies one's ability to alter, dispose, or destroy it. That's part of ownership. You own a car? You own a car? Mm-hmm. Could you take a sledgehammer and smash your car to smithereens if you want to?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's about Tashkent, but otherwise you can do it, right?
You go to jail, I think.
Right? You own it, you can do whatever you want to it. You can alter it, you can dispose of it, you can destroy it. There's only one thing you own that you can never dispose of or destroy.
Can you own something if you're not alive?
Good question. We'll get to that. Tell me what you can never dispose of and never destroy.
Your grave.
No.
Your grave.
It's summer.
Land. Land. You could maybe destroy buildings. You can't destroy land. You want to dig and get rid of the topsoil? Fine. You can't destroy land. This ability does not exist in the ownership of real estate. It was there before him and will survive him. Isn't that amazing? You own a car, it was not there before you, and it may not survive you. It rusts, it rots. Right? Animals, vegetation, man-made implements, everything in Gashmius rusts, rots, decays. Therefore, the word for real estate in Hebrew, tell me what it is. It's unbelievable. Who?
Adama, something like that.
No. What?
Nachla.
Nachla is close. The word is Achuza.
Achuza.
You know why it's called Achuza land?
Stay Achuza.
That's right, stay Achuza. You know why it's called Achuza land? For one only holds onto it.
You grab it.
But does not truly own it. Achuza. Why does it say Admosai? Because the only land you really own is the kever. Teite rucha yasa Admosai. The bottom line is don't trust in anybody. Not don't trust people. No, we talk about trust. You can trust the person's word. Don't trust anybody that they necessarily have the ability to save, to alter, to do anything. Teite rucha yasa Admosai. What an unbelievable shot.
Rabbi, what do you own when it's Mechaye HaMesi?
Great question. I'm a simple guy. Great question. Great question. Now, only Rav Schwab can do the next thing. And the person dies, and he goes, Liad Masoi. Rav Chaim Kanievsky said it means the kever. Rav Schwab is just explaining due to reverse. It's the only thing you can really own, because that's the only land you can own. That's why it's called Ad Masoi and not Adoma. We would think just the opposite. The only thing you own is when you're alive. When you're dead, you don't own anything. Let's continue. On that day, he lost Eshtonosav. What does that mean? What's the English translation on that day?
Perish.
Perish what?
Perish.
On that day, his plans all perish. Unusual world, Eshtonosav. Like to take a shot at it, Mark? I know you like to say Sharushim. What does the word Eshtonosav mean? Unusual word, Mr. Brad. What does the word mean?
Eshtonosav.
It's something.
That's very challenging word.
No same given to him?
No. It's the other way around. It's tough nun. Could be tain, maybe not no same. But Yom Huav Du has shown himself. On that day, his plans will perish. Tzachor Shvav. Teitzei Ruchai. Yashal Ad Masa, right? Al Tiftachu V'Nedivim. Don't believe in them. Nedivim may have the grandest plans to save the world or the Jewish nation or to welcome the new millennium. Marxism, which was rebellion against the Rebbe Hashem, was a plan to save the world. However, once the person dies, his plans die with him. He no longer has the power to carry them through. Do you know what they do in the Kremlin? What's sitting there in the Kremlin in Red Square over there? What's there?
Well, it used to be statue. Lenin's body.
Lenin's body.
I think they removed it, I'm not sure.
He just told me they didn't. Somebody asked. Oh, whatever. What's the shot Lenin? What is the shot such a crazy mess?
Crazy.
They've been bombed Lenin's body and they keep it there. What's going on? People go view it. What's the shot?
It's no different from the pyramids and the ancient pharaohs. They used to do the same thing.
They think it's forever.
They think it's forever. Bayamu Abdua show no sub. The word Eshton, which is familiar from the Peter, Rosh Hashanah, Yeshua, to me with the Peter. Boichein kol Eshtonos comes from the word of the root of Ayin Shin Sof, which is the pasuk in Yonah. Ulay Yisa Sheso Lakim Lanu. Hopefully Hashem will bethink himself, will change his plans. Ordinary plans would be expressed as Ashtos. However, extraordinary plans. Well, large plans are called Eshtonos.
That's
right.
Where in Rosh Hashanah do we say?
Where in Rosh Hashanah?
Yeah.
In Piyutim or Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, that one Piyutim.
Oh, that's what you meant. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. Okay, now, how do you like this? How do you say 11 in Hebrew?
Chadasur.
Who?
Chadasur.
Well, that's really a little bit Ivrit. How do you say it in Hebrew? What's the word for 11 in Hebrew? Ashte Osor. You familiar with that term? Ashte Osor?
Okay.
You know what that means? 10 is strengthened. That's the year 11. 10 is strengthened. Such a beautiful shot. 10 is strengthened. 10 is strengthened. So, Vayoyimahu of Duashonasav. And now, what are you supposed to do? You're in Golis. Talk to your soul. Say Hallel. And I'll say Hallel forever, says the soul. And don't get hung up on thinking that the false messiahs or anybody else below that and the demon got itself, forget about it. Take the Ruch of Yeshua, I was over here, I was over here, all the plans are up. I say, you shouldn't have to face it, but there's nothing as final as death. I'm talking about the people who remain alive. There's nothing as final as death, you know. It's not a call waiting. I'll get him tomorrow. It's over. Finished. No more. Goodbye. It's unbelievable what Kadosh Baruch Hu did. Ashrei praises what? Shekel Yaakov B'Ezrai. Praise to him whose help is Yaakov's God. Sivrai Al Hashem Alekov. Whose hope is in Hashem God. What's going on? What's Ashrei Shekel Yaakov B'Ezrai?
Why Yaakov?
Why Yaakov? Yaakov, throughout his troubles, places trust in Hashem.
This week's parsha.
Yaakov never stopped having troubles. Ashrei, happy, Shekel Yaakov Yisrael. You're in Golis. What do we understand? What do we understand here? Bombings in Eretz Yisrael were so far away, it's so confusing. We want the Beis HaMikdash. We want to get back to Eretz Yisrael. It's dark. It's not Yishmak. It's problems. Look in the 20th century alone. Holocaust and pogroms in there. You name it.
Wasn't in a sense Yaakov and Golas too?
That's exactly what it means. Yaakov was the only one who was subservient to another human being between all the others. Avraham was never subservient to anybody. He was a free man his whole life. He never worked for anybody. He was never subservient to anybody. Yisrael was never subservient to anybody. Yaakov was subservient. He was in Laban's house for 22 years. He was subservient. And he never lost his faith. Sivra Hashem Elokov. Sivra Hashem Elokov. Happy is the one whose help is Yaakov's God, whose hope is in Hashem, his God, whose thoughts are concentrated on Hashem, his God. He knows that his salvation can only come from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Can only come from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Again. A hallel, a haluka, a hallel, soul, say hallel. Whole soul, I'll say hallel. Don't rely on the nobles. I won't rely on the nobles. When the spirit departs, he goes back to earth. So what am I supposed to do? I should kill Yaakov, Ezra. Sivol Hashem Elokov. What does Sivol Hashem Elokov mean? Translate.
His hope is in Hashem.
Oh, his hope is in Hashem. Serve Hashem, Hashem, Elokov, whose thought to concentrate on Hashem is God. He knows that his salvation can only come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we're trying to do here. His salvation only comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Unbelievable. Oh, say Shemayim Loretz, who's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Swank, who's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What does he do? Oh, say Shemayim Loretz, what does that mean?
Makes heaven and earth.
Esayom. What does that mean? He safeguards the truth forever. Now, what else does he do? He's Isa Mishpala Shukim. What does that mean?
He does justice for the exploited.
He does justice because since we just got through saying that Hashem is the maker of the earth and he's also the safeguard of truth. So Isa Mishpala Shukim. He will do justice to those who are exploited, for those who are taken advantage of. Nice of Lachem Raven, what does that mean? It's not stop a praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all part of this program. He will give bread to the hungry. He will free the Asurim. What does that mean? Hunger and poverty will be abolished from the world. Hashem will matar Asurim. Prisons will be abolished from the world. Hashem bokeach Ivrim. Hashem will give sight to the blind. What does that mean?
When he's saying brachas in the morning,
that's exactly what it is.
Saying. He wakes you up.
Oh,
he lets you stand up.
Now you got it.
Right? He gives you.
Now you got it.
Also,
Hashem bakeach Yifrim. He'll give sight to the blind. What does that mean? What does it mean? He'll open the eyes so everyone can see his presence.
Everyone.
You know what he says here? He says, it is difficult for me to understand why every physicist or astronomer is not a tzaddik and a Yerei Shamayim combined. Because of what they're able to see and understand in the Bria. A pasuk. Listen to this pasuk. It's unbelievable pasuk. Excuse me. Not a pasuk. You'll see in a second. It's a Maim B'Chazal. Rasha B'Chayev, a Rasha during his lifetime, Choshev Kemeis is considered as though he's dead. You know why? He sees the sun rise. Bein Mavarch, Geitz Or. Shokasi sunset, Bein Mavarch Marvarovim. What are you, an idiot? That's what Rosh Rabbah say. A wicked person is considered dead even while he's alive. Hashem's okay, kifufim, Hashem straightens out the bent. He straightens out the bent. The people who are bent down in despair, Hashem oyev tzadikim, Hashem loves the righteous. What does that mean? The tzaddik feels his love even when other people are ridiculing the tzaddik because it looks like HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care about him. And then he protects who? The gerim, the yosam, and the almona. He protects the gerim, the yosam, and the almona. He protects them. V'derech Hashem yaves. As a result of the love and protection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu affords the tzaddikim, will twist the road of the evildoers. He will frustrate the plans of the Rishayim. Yiboich Hashem li'olam elokayet tziyoin l'dor b'dor halleluka. The blissful new world will continue in perpetuity, as we have previously explained. Ashrei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the physical point of view of the guf, Yimloich Hashem means, as he says, Yimloich Hashem means that there will be. It's unbelievable. It means that the world will not simply recognize Hashem as the King of the Universe, but as Elokei Yisrael, who will reign in Tzion, meaning the Beis HaMikdash. He basically based the Tefillah, he called it the Chol Amim, because the Beis HaMikdash is the Beis HaTefillah for all nations. We should be Zoicher Rabbi Yisai, that if we're able to understand what the words mean in Hallelujah when we David, we should be Zoicher that those people living in Eretz Yisrael should be protected. You know how they'll be. What's the best protection?
Tefillah.
Better than Tefillah? Better than Talmud Torah? Mashiach coming and ending it.
Amen.
But then Hashem will be Nigle, and then we will have all the protection that anybody needs. That's what we need. That's what we want. That's what has to happen, Rabbi Yisai. We should all be there to experience and see. No more Torahs for anybody in Klal Yisrael. Thank you all for coming. Next week, Bez Hashem Yisbarach. Hallelujah. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.